He took all of his servants, all everything. He even took Lot and all Lot's servants, right? They had a small town going with them of, you know, a couple thousand people, along with their livestock and everything else, going with Abraham, or Abram, excuse me. That doesn't sound like he was leaving his kindred, did he? Did it? Well, that's exactly what happened to Gideon. The angel told Gideon to do this, and what does Gideon do? He takes 10 of his servants and did as the Lord had told him, but because he was too afraid. Now, wait a minute. He was still too afraid. So he's in the wine press, and the angel appears to him and calls him a mighty warrior. Is that a prophetic statement or what, right? And something that I skipped was in verse 21. So keep track of where you are in the Bible and go back to 20 and 21. Now listen, the angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened cakes and put them on this rock and pour out the broth. Can you picture that in your head? And Gideon did so. Then the angel of the Lord reached out the tip of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes, and fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened cakes, and the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. So here he called Gideon out of the winepress, right? He called Gideon out from separating the wheat and the chaff. And then this angel does this mighty work right in front of him, the sacrifice of burning the sacrifice, and the angel disappears. And Gideon then realizes that he's been in the presence of God. And then God calls him to tear down Baal's temple. And even though this great miracle has happened before, Gideon is still fearful. Gideon is still fearful. In verse 27, he was too afraid of his family and the townspeople to do it by day. And so when did Gideon finally do that? At night. So he took 10 of his servants and he went by night to tear down this idol. So, did he trust God yet? Not completely, no. He did it enough to kind of eke it out, right? By night. But he didn't trust God completely. And finally, in verse 36 and 40, and you've heard this story, so I'm not going to read it, but it's verse 36 of chapter 6, 36 through 40. Gideon says, okay, now wait a minute, God. You know, I know you did that with the cakes and everything, and you protected me from the townspeople after I tore down the altar of Baal. But I still got to have some other, I got to have confidence in you, God. And he says, okay, God, here's the deal. I'm going to lay out fleece on the fresh threshing floor. And if the fleece is wet when I wake up in the morning, and all the threshing floor is dry around the fleece, then I'll know that it's you that's sending me. So he wakes up in the morning, and what happens? He picks up the fleece, wrings it out. It's full of water. The ground around it is dry, right? Oh, God, you know what? Let's do this. I'm going to lay it out tonight. One more time, God. And, I mean, can you imagine God? What does God say? Oh, dear Lord. I don't know what God says. You know, what am I going to do with this man, right? But, God, I'm going to lay the fleece out. And if the fleece is dry and the ground all around it is wet, then I'll know that it's you that is sending me, right? We know the story, right? He wakes up the next morning and what happens? The fleece is dry and the ground all around it is wet. And finally, Gideon gets up and says, okay, God, I know it's you. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Isn't that what he says? Yes? No? No? Now, you know, it kind of reminds you of Moses, doesn't you? He's sitting there in front of the burning bush that doesn't burn up. Oh, dear God, I stutter. Yeah, I just can't do it. Let me see. What else? I'm not good in front of people, Lord. Sounds a lot like that story, doesn't it? Gideon's saying, oh, God, I just don't think I can do this. You see, the problem with us, and it's reflected in this story of Gideon, is a lot of times it's not that we can't do something. Sometimes it's not that we're even fearful. It's really because we're